Good morning, Chairman Joan Sawyer and members of the committee. My name is Stephanie Campos-Bui, and I am a supervising attorney in the Policy Advocacy Clinic at UC Berkeley School of Law. It's an honor to be testifying before you today, considering the significant role that this committee has played in advancing criminal justice reform here in California and the country. Since 2013, our clinic has been researching the array of costs imposed on people in our justice system. We work closely with Senator Mitchell on SB 190, which repealed county authority to charge new juvenile fees to families of young people in California starting January 1 of 2018. And we published a research report on the issue, which found that fee practices across the state were harmful, unlawful, and costly, and really undermined the rehabilitative purpose of the juvenile justice system. In fact, we weren't able to find a single county in which practices were both lawful and revenue-generating, which is why several counties acted ahead of SB 190 to end the assessment and collection of these harmful and regressive fees. And a year into implementation of SB 190, I'm happy to report that all 58 counties have stopped charging juvenile fees without reporting any negative impacts to public safety or provision of services to young people. And although not required by SB 190, 36 counties have voluntarily decided to stop collecting on old juvenile fee debt, relieving families across the state of over $236 million. Disappointingly, though, there are still 22 counties that are actively collecting on juvenile fee accounts, 82% of which is held in three counties, Riverside, Orange, and San Diego. Given what we've learned in the juvenile space, we're now supporting research efforts on fee assessment and collection in the criminal or adult justice system. And while we're still continuing to gather data and speak to stakeholders, we've already observed similar findings to those in the juvenile space. These fees are high harm to individuals and costly to both local government and communities. At every point in the criminal legal process, California state law authorizes counties to charge fees, from booking an arrest to representation by a free public defender and probation supervision. An individual can face a host of fees, including for the collection of those fees. Counties ultimately decide which administrative fees to charge, so practices vary widely across the state. For example, in San Diego County, an adult on probation for 5 years can be charged almost $12,000 for probation supervision and an investigation report. But just miles over in their neighboring county of Imperial, they would only be charged $1,700. To protect individuals against excessive fees, state law allows for, but does not always mandate, counties to consider an individual's income before charging fees. But yet, in many instances, and as we've heard, most counties are not conducting meaningful ability to pay determinations, and in some cases not doing any determinations at all. And so people are being faced with bills that they simply cannot afford to pay and will never pay. And once imposed, fees aren't just bills, they can become civil judgments, subjecting people to tax intercepts and wage garnishments. And these fees disproportionately harm low-income people and people of color. Due to over-policing and targeted policing in communities of color, black and brown people are punished more frequently and harshly at a variety of discretion points, which only leads to higher fee burdens. Studies have found that criminal justice debt correlates with a greater likelihood of recidivism, even when controlling for case demographics and characteristics. This not only harms public safety, but these negative outcomes only make reentry for people that much harder. And as we've heard, these fees are really just intended to help local jurisdictions recoup costs, and yet counties often recover only a small proportion of what they assess. For example, as we heard in San Francisco County, less than 10% of some administrative fees were actually collected. And such low return rates are not the result of lax collection efforts, because most system-involved people are low income and cannot afford to pay these fees. For example, in Humboldt County, 84% of people on probation had a monthly income of less than $1,000. Further, counties spend significant resources trying to assess and collect fees. For example, here in Sacramento County, in fiscal year 2017-18, they reported spending over $400,000 collecting only two fees, the supervision and drug testing fees. But these fees aren't just costly to counties. Fees crowd out spending on positive social goods such as healthcare and education, which only imposes harm over time, prolongs or exacerbates poverty, and generates costs to families, communities, and society. In the only study of its kind, a 2016 benefit cost analysis found that eliminating juvenile fees in one county in California would result in a net financial benefit to society of $5.5 million. Momentum is building for fines and fees reform, especially in California as we come off the heels of SB 190, which made California the first state in the country to eliminate fees in the juvenile system. And while more and more counties are deciding to take up this issue, there are several ways in which the legislature can help play a significant role in ending the harm caused by these fees. First, the legislature can stop the continuing harm caused to families living in counties that are still collecting on old juvenile fee debt. Legislation that would require counties to end collection and discharge old juvenile fees was originally a part of SB 190 and would provide relief to families living in the 22 counties that are still actively pursuing juvenile fee accounts. Second, the legislature can limit the role that the state plays, particularly the Franchise Tax Board, in the ongoing collection of previously assessed juvenile fees. By ending local authority to charge new juvenile fees with the signing of SB 190, California made clear that these fees are harmful and regressive, and yet state resources are still being put towards collection of these fees in those 22 counties. Third, the legislature can eliminate county authority to charge fees to adults in the justice system, just like it did with juvenile fees in SB 190. Ending the assessment of these fees will advance public safety while mitigating the negative consequences that such costs currently impose on individuals and communities. Finally, the legislature should acknowledge the full range of costs that make reentry for former system-involved individuals nearly impossible. We've seen the relief that young people and their families have had under SB 190, but quite often for young people in the juvenile system and adults in the criminal system, there are other things that they're still facing, fines and restitution, so fees are really only one piece of the puzzle. California has the opportunity to take the lead in this country on fines and fees. The American Bar Association, the National Council of State Legislatures, the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges, and the U.S. Civil Rights Commission have all weighed in, and they all agree that we must eliminate and reduce fines and fees. We cannot continue to live under the illusion that making fees and fines proportionate to the alleged crime or right-sizing payment does anything but exacerbate and perpetuate existing racial inequities. By introducing money into the justice system, we've perverted our conception of what it means to help be held responsible. And as a result, we've only widened the reach and impact of our justice system to include more people and more long-lasting collateral consequences, which has only furthered the justice system's relegation of Black and brown communities to a second-class status. Thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or meet with any of the members and their staff.